They are Her Meerkat Majesty's Secret Service. Only now, some scientists in Switzerland have blown that secret. According to the researchers, a meerkat queen will yield to subordinates when sussing out potential threats, i.e. she hangs back with the rest of the pack. Dr. Nicola Paroni is the lead author of the study. He's a systems scientist at the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology. We reached him in Zurich.
Dr. Paroni, what does your science tell us about the chain of meerkat command that we didn't know before?
Right, so our new study investigates how meerkats behave, how a group of meerkats behaves when they get to a dangerous obstacle, in this case a busy road in the Kalahari. And what we observed is that even though the dominant female, who is a very important individual for the whole group, even though she tends to lead the group to the road very often, she also tends to fall back to the middle of the group when the moment actually comes to cross the road, and she leaves it to other subordinate individuals to cross the road and sort of try and see if it's safe or dangerous in this case.
So why is she happy enough to lead them to a potential hazard but not about to engage it herself?
Well, it's not about the hazard itself, because it's a road that the meerkats have to cross. So the study is called Why Did the Meerkats Cross the Road? But the answer to that is actually quite obvious. They have to get to the other side because the road lies in the middle of their home range, so they have to cross it. Our study is more about how they cross it really and who cross first. And so the dominant female often leads the group during the progression phase, during the movement phase. So she leads the group the road, and then it happens that because of the risk presented by the road, she lets other individuals test first and cross the road first.
So does that make any sort of sense in nature that the leader should protect herself above all?
Yes, of course. So in this case, the dominant female in the meerkat group is the core member of the group, is the most stable member. And we know that if the dominant female is to disappear, then the whole group is at risk. So it makes a lot of sense, not only from her point of view as a selfish behavior, but also from the point of view of the whole group of individuals within the group, that she tries to protect her life.
So what decides which of the junior meerkats ends up on point? Does she just designate one? Is it age? Is the responsibility shared? What decides it?
So we don't have precise data as to which individual exactly, we haven't investigated which individual exactly crosses the road in general. What we know is that the dominant female sort of waits until another subordinate individual crosses first, and it seems that it can be any other individual. The other subordinate individuals, when they lead the group to the road, cross first as if there were almost no risk, but it is only the dominant female who retreats to the rear of the group.
Did you observe in your studies that there was any actual real risk to the meerkat scouts? Did anybody get killed?
Yeah, of course. So this road is actually quite busy. Busy in Kalahari terms is it could be maybe 2 or 3 cars every 10 minutes. And the cars are, of course, drive quite fast. And it can be that some meerkats are killed. And it happened in the past that meerkats were killed by cars on the road. So the road itself is, first and foremost, it's an open area. There's no shelter in this area, so it represents a risk for the meerkats because it's open. But also, it's a risk because it's a road and it's very busy.
Your team did observations in the field, obviously, but you also did computer modeling. Why was that necessary?
So we developed a computer model, a very simple computer model, to explain exactly what we were seeing. So what we observed in the field is that the dominant female was less likely to cross the road first, but we had no explanation as to why exactly this was the case or what phenomenon, what behavior could explain it. And we assumed that it could be due to a difference in risk aversion between the dominant female and the other individuals. So what we implemented in this computer model, and so it's a computer model, you have to realize it's an abstraction of the real world. We simplify many concepts. Mm-hmm. But in this computer model, there's a group of virtual meerkats that progresses towards the road, and the road in this case is just sort of like a barrier that they have to cross. And what happens is that these virtual meerkats, they bounce a few times against the obstacle, against the road, until they cross it. And in this case, we could manipulate the level of the risk perceived by the individuals, so in this case, the height of the barrier for the dominant versus the other individuals. And we found that this model could replicate our observations, and we found that in this model, the dominant female perceives a risk that's about 40% higher due to the road than the other individuals. So this is what the model allowed us to do.
The road is a man-made object, of course. Did you find it was only man-made objects that this behavior was observed at, or would it happen in all potential areas of threat?
No, it would happen. The road exemplifies a threat to the whole group, but we tend to believe that the naked group would display a similar behavior if they had to face another threat, for example, to cross a clearing or any kind of open area. It's just much easier to observe their behavior when they get to a road.
Is this a behavior you think is particular to meerkats, or have you observed it? Could you observe it in any other species that the leader would set forward a weaker member of the tribe to absorb risk where risk presents itself?
So, of course, this study goes beyond meerkats and a single road. The general question we wanted to investigate or to ask is, how do wild animals react to the presence of a novel threat? And that could be, and our findings could be transposed to another context and to other species. For example, it has been found in wild chimpanzees that the progression order of the group was also changed when the chimpanzee group, got to a clearing. So these findings could also be applied with a slightly different twist to other species. Our wider hope, especially in the context of this study, is to understand how species of wild animals in general can adapt to human encroachment and to the ever-increasing presence of humans inside their territory. And that's something we conclude, we find, is that in some cases, and to a certain extent, wild animals can adapt to the presence of humans and to the risks that this presence imposes on them.
And there always is a risk. Doctor, thank you for your time. Thank you for this.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We reach Nicola Paroni in Zurich.